There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hello, and welcome to the Off Menu Podcast, the podcast that is food.
Talking about food, talking to people about their favourite food. My name is James Acaster. With me is Ed Gamble.
Hello. I was trying to come up with a sort of tagline for the podcast, and all I came out with was the podcast that is food.
That's good.
The podcast that's so delicious you could eat it.
The podcast that is food is good.
Right, okay. Yum, yum, yum. Welcome to the podcast. No? Not happy with that?
No. I don't like that one. Yum, yum, yum. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, I like it, so I'm going to say it. Yum, yum, yum. Welcome to the podcast. And we're recording in a new location today, James.
Yeah, we're at my flat and I don't have any furniture yet, so it is a little bit echoey. So apologies.
Apologise for that.
Apologise.
I don't think
that. Please.
Okay, well, I'm sorry James hasn't bought any furniture yet.
Thank you.
It's a nice flat, though. You've done well for yourself.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy here.
The way you said that didn't make it sound like you were happy.
I am happy. You're my first guest, and it feels real special to be able to show people around the flat. But yeah, I really need some furniture.
Do you need some furniture? Because otherwise...
I've got it ordered, but it just takes a while to arrive.
Yeah. How long's the sofas taken?
I ordered them a month ago. Another 2 weeks it's going to be until I get the sofas.
That seems a long time for a sofa. Do they have to build it, I guess?
Apparently. Well, I don't know what it is that means it takes so long, but be warned... If you are ever ordering a sofa, it takes a lot longer than you think, and people don't tell you that.
And they don't think ahead. They don't think, well, he might be recording a podcast, so it's going to sound a bit echoey.
We'll sound a bit echoey in there. They don't think about that. And then you're left with an echoey podcast, especially when your guest is comedian extraordinaire Lou Sanders.
Little gap there, wasn't there?
I was thinking if I could add any other caveats, any other things.
She's a wonderful comedian.
She's been on TV.
She does brilliant shows. Her show this year at the Edinburgh Festival is one of the funniest shows that I saw, I think.
Such a funny show.
Yeah.
So funny. She's just so funny. And we had her on to tell us what her best starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink are.
We did. And I would say she lived up to all my expectations in terms of what she picked.
Yeah.
It's probably the most... I mean, I don't want to... Don't want to spoil anything, but it's probably all together the most odd meal we've had.
It's the most chaotic thing since Brexit.
Well, hopefully this podcast comes out while Brexit is still chaotic.
Yes.
Because they might have sorted it out.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that was also some satire because I'll never sort that bloody mess out.
Very good. Save it for Mock the Week, lads. There's a secret ingredient, and if Lou picks it, she is off the podcast. She's going to kick her out of the restaurant.
And what is it this week?
Poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds.
I hate poppy seeds in a cake.
They get stuck in your teeth.
I hate it. They're not a flavour. They don't add anything to a cake. Yeah. I hate lemon and poppy seed cake. And they go, oh, would you like this lemon poppy seed cake? No, I'd like a lemon cake. Why are you putting poppy seeds in?
I completely agree. All it does is makes it weirdly crunchy for some bites.
Yeah.
And then it just gets in your teeth. You look like a madman.
Yeah. It's not like it looks any nicer.
Here's Lou. Oh, here we are with Lou Sanders.
You sound very elated about it.
I am elated.
Welcome to the restaurant, Lou.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to me.
Now, before we started recording, James very rudely asked you if you knew what this was or whether you'd prepared anything.
Mm. It's an audio recording for entertainment purposes based around the food medium. Is food a medium?
Yeah.
It's based around the food medium.
I think so.
I like food. Okay? Uh-huh. So shoot me dead. I do.
How long have you liked food for?
Since I came out my mum's poop hole.
Since you came out your mum's poop hole? Okay, you've liked food since you've come out your mum's poop hole.
Yeah. No, I like...
Feels like we should be talking about that, really.
You know, the other week I went back from football and I had this vegan, like, snack in that shop, in Crystal Palace shop.
Uh-huh.
In Crystal Palace Station.
Crystal Palace shop,
Crystal Palace shop, yeah.
Yeah, we all know Crystal Palace shop.
Okay.
It's inside the palace, isn't it?
I'm thinking trains. I'm thinking shops. I'm thinking put them together.
Train station shop.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I ate this thing that was supposed to be vegan.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, I can taste meat. I can definitely taste meat. And I could taste like the flesh in my, like the flesh of meat. And then I said, I think they've got confused and mixed up. And she said, oh, maybe they got switched around. The most evil trick in the world. And then I was sick in the bin. But when I'm sick in that way that I really like... like think about that something gross and then I'm sick. Like once my friend was telling me a rimming story, I was sick in the street. Anyway,
You were sick in the street.
Yeah, I was sick in the street, and this lovely Japanese man just kept offering me tissues, but the thing is, it's so unladylike.
Have you heard a story about rimming?
Yeah, no, but it was really gross. The details were really gross.
This brings us onto your starter.
That's my starter. That's my favourite starter. No, but it was really gross. And then I go like that. So that's what I was doing in the bin of this cafe. It's only a small cafe, and everyone's looking at me. And I thought, what's their fault for mixing up the produce? Anyway, it turns out it was vegan in the end. Happy story.
But well, why could you feel flesh on your? You were biting your own cheek.
It tasted. No, it tasted real meaty, and it was like I was like it tastes and smells meaty.
Was it jackfruit?
Oh no, but that, I mean, that's very a la mode, isn't it? That means fashionable in French.
It doesn't.
Doesn't it?
No,
a la mode off the fashion.
Oh yeah, it does actually.
How do you say fashionable in French when you've got it?
Ooh la la.
Ooh la.
Yeah. In America, it means with ice cream, a la mode.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Is it true?
Yeah.
But hang on, America, you say?
Hmm.
I would say with ice cream.
Little Miss Sunshine is what I'm thinking of. Seen in Little Miss Sunshine where she orders the ice cream a la mode.
Oh.
So, look, you love food.
Yeah.
You love food. You were once sick when you thought you were eating something that wasn't vegan.
Yes.
And you hate rimming. Mm. These are all things
I don't hate rimming.
Okay.
I just.
Make that very clear to the listeners. She's not signing off on it.
I'm not saying yes or no, but I'm just saying there's a way about it. And this story was the way.
Who told you the story?
Amy Hogger. Big shout out. Big
shout out to Amy Hogger. She lives in New York now.
Yeah. Woo woo. Big apple.
Rimming away.
Rimming the Statue of Liberty.
She was. She wasn't the perpetrator.
Okay.
Or the victim.
Or the rimmy.
She just heard about it. The victim you were about to say, weren't you?
Yeah, but I don't mean that. Hey, everyone's free to do what they want, and you dine out wherever you choose. But it was just there was details, okay?
Sure.
But after a shower, yes, anything goes.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But then probably has to have another shower, right?
Well.
When?
Otherwise, it's just a constant cycle of...
Mm. I mean, at some point, you'll always need another shower. And that's my rules for life.
Oh, yeah.
You have not chosen to dine out at the butthole this evening. You have chosen to dine out at our dream restaurant.
Wow.
Oh, James is a genie as well.
Oh.
You need to know that.
That's cute.
James is the waiter and he is a genie, so he'll be taking your order.
Get any meal you want. Okay. Any dish you want. Because I'm a genie and a waiter. And I'll tell you what, Lou, normally we have to do a lot more explanation, but I knew that this episode you would just take that on board immediately and be like, yeah, of course he's a genie and a waiter, which I appreciate.
And also this is really good for me because when I go to a restaurant, usually everyone makes fun of me for trying to make the menu my own, trying to make it better in a way.
Oh, do you?
Trying to upgrade it. And then, like, I went for breakfast with my nephews the other day. I got so much stick. They were like, just because I was asking about vegan options, which in 2018, I don't think is unreasonable.
I don't have a problem with asking about vegan options, Lou, but I've been for many meals with you.
Yes.
And you definitely, you are a menu alterer.
Yeah.
You will say, can I have this, but with all of the elements
I'm
changed.
I'm a fucking original. Any problems?
You're a pain in the ass at a restaurant.
How old are your nephews?
11 and 12.
Yeah, they're not putting up with that, are they?
No. But also, they're little pigs. Yeah, they don't know nothing. They,
I saw you did a tweet once complaining that they snitch on you when you swear.
I do, I still do. But also, they don't know nothing. If they were left to their own devices, they'd have a litre of Coke a day.
Yeah.
What do they know about fine cuisine?
Headlines we need to cover. You're vegan.
Yeah. I'm damn sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes across in your voice. Don't now, have to tell the listener that.
Here's something we haven't ironed out. Jeannie Waiter / James Acaster.
Hello.
Can Lou order non-vegan things in the fancy restaurant and they don't harm any animals?
Please say yes.
So for the taste?
I can say yes.
I'm having prawns. I'm having clams. But no meat, because meat does make me feel gross.
Right, okay.
But I would have prawns and clams, because clams haven't even got a face when you think about it, and I just have.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get into them.
That's the issue, is it? Well, face or not face?
Like prawns, I love, but I don't want the remnants of. I don't want their little legs. Actually, I've gone off them now. The more I'm vegan, the more I go off the.
Little legs.
Their little legs and eyes and that.
Yeah.
I think some people love the sort of. Love being like. You know, they love the blood and stuff because it makes them feel.
Powerful.
Mm. No. Just tastes good.
Mm.
No, you love it. I've seen you get prawns and bite the legs off and throw the rest away.
That's true. That's what I do. Prawn legs, please. Still a spark from water?
I'll have still water, please.
Why? Out of the two, why is that your choice?
I don't like the bubblies.
Uh-huh.
And
you got a song about that, haven't you?
I don't know why. What? No one's asked me that before, and I don't think I've got an answer.
You've never thought about why you don't like bubbles in your water?
Why fill up on bubbles when you can fill up on food?
Ah, interesting.
I do agree with that.
Is that how bubbles work?
Mm-hmm.
You fill up on bubbles?
Yes.
I'm not a doctor, but yes.
Okay.
I am a doctor.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I am.
I'm a doctor of love.
I'm a genie, you're a doctor.
Lou's a doctor of love.
I put my hand up for that one.
Yeah, you did put your hand up, didn't you?
I'm a doctor of bubbles.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay. So you finally have still water. We'll get that for you. No ice,
loads of lemons.
Oh, I'll write that down.
Mm.
No ice, loads of lemons. Next. Pop it up on bread, Lou! Pop it up on bread!
Okay. What kind of bread is it? You can't say pop it up on bread just like that.
Any bread you want?
Oh, then I want warm bread. And I want it doughy.
Oh.
No one's ever specified doughy bread before.
No one's ever said, can I choose the type of bread? And then gone, I'd like it warm and doughy. As if that's a type. I thought you were going to say tiger bread.
I love tiger bread so much. I'm getting excited to think about it. I want tiger bread or some rolls that have got little bits in them, but they're savoury.
It's amazing.
Tomato-y bits in. Yeah.
That you demanded to know the type of bread, and then you don't really seem to know the different types of bread. Well, I thought
he
would surprise.
No, but he could come with a menu of bread, and then I'd be like, yes, I never thought about that. Olive bread, that's another one.
Oh, delicious. Yeah.
You know, if I saw that on the menu, I'd say yes. Get me the olive bread.
What do you want? You want warm tiger bread, or you want warm
olive bread
with olives and sun-dried tomatoes in it?
But it's like tiger bread at the same time.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can work that out.
And
can't
I want
you?
Butter, but no cows have been harmed.
Yeah, I can do that for you. No tigers have been harmed either when we were making the tiger
bread. Thank you.
And we can bring in the cow and tiger, and they'll be able to tell you that everything's fine with
it. And can I have a ride around on them?
Yeah, of course you can.
In between courses. Yeah. you'd not like to ride on a cow or a tiger?
I just think that sounds cruel.
We're not in the fancy restaurant because they're happy with it and we're friends.
Okay, yeah. They're loving it.
Mm.
Okay.
Especially the tiger. Last time he got ridden around was he can't remember. He's been in the zoo the whole time. People are scared of him. He just wants to connect.
No, this is the tiger from The Tiger Who Came to Tea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no one liked
that's
around.
Such a shit book. I was really disappointed with that.
It's been a scary book, actually.
Sorry to hear you got your hopes up with that.
Yeah, you really looking forward to that, were you? Queued outside like it was Harry Potter. What starter would you like?
If I can have anything, I'm having mousse marinade. No, I'm having... what's mousse marinade? No, I want the one in the white wine cream sauce.
Mousse marinade?
Mousse marinade.
So, hold on. Did you have this in a specific place?
Did I?
Because I can get it for you from anywhere. The best place you've had it.
Val d'Isère!
Now, did you pluck that just from the ether?
I've been to Val d'Isère, babe, a few times.
Have, have you had moules in Val d'Isère?
Yes, of course.
Explain what moules is.
Moules marinade.
Yeah, what's moules marinade?
Mussels.
Oh, okay. Mussels. You want some mussels. Yeah,
mussels in white wine and...
He doesn't know he's French, does he, this one?
No. Lou's very much turned into a League of Gentlemen character at this point. You want mussels in...
You'd know them as mussels ooh-la-la.
Yeah. Favourite dish, actually.
Ooh-la-la mussels. But, you know, mussels, when they come in the tin pot, yeah, and they've got, like, the creamy white wine sauce and the shallots. Mm.
And they're all just, like, bobbing around in there, soaking all the sauce.
But not if they're closed, because that's when you poop.
Yeah.
Don't eat them when they're closed.
Really? Is that the rule?
You shouldn't, if you're cooking mussels... If one's closed when they've not been cooked, you should throw it away because they should open.
Okay.
When they're alive, they should be open. Yeah. And then you knock them on the side and then they close up.
Right.
And then if you cook them and they don't open, then throw them in the bin because they're going to make you poop.
I guess we should all be open in a way. And that's a lovely message.
And if you're not, the other person will poop.
Yeah, that's true. Do you mean you get food poisoning? That's where you poop?
Yeah. Or just I don't think you just generally poop. Otherwise, that would be quite helpful.
Yeah, I quite like it.
I love pooping.
Yeah, who doesn't like a poop?
Where did you say? Val d'Isère? Have you been there?
Yes, I've been snowboarding, of course.
Are you a cool snowboarder?
Yeah, I'm really cool.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that was the subtext, right? I'm so glad someone's picked up on it. No, I've had moules. I've had moules marinade in a few places, I imagine.
How long have you been vegan?
Hang on. If I had a bigger vegan one, though, I would go with, and this might be a dish I'm making up, but broccoli souffle, vegan broccoli souffle. Something like this. It's cheeky, but it's good for you. You put them together. Lovely.
Because you're making this up. This isn't something you've had before.
Well, it must exist.
For your dream meal, you just think, I'd like a broccoli souffle.
It's a dream meal, Where else am I going to get one?
Do you think it's possible to make a vegan souffle?
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, it's mainly egg white, right?
Ah. No, I've not made a
souffle. That's how you make it fluffy.
Yeah, but you can have egg substitutes, because I saw it on Instagram the other day. So
make a souffle with those, so it rises and stuff.
You're really making me mad now. You said I could have anything I wanted.
Yes, absolutely.
Suddenly all the laws are coming out. I can have ethical moules marinade and a cow to ride on, but suddenly the broccoli souffle, there's a limit on it. You could make it. I could probably make it.
Yeah. So what do you want for starter? Do you want moules marinade or do you want the broccoli souffle that you've made up?
Both.
Can't have both. I think you can have both.
Oh, right, then I'll have the broccoli souffle.
So you've changed your mind from something that you've had in the past and you like to something that you think would be nice
something
but you've never
new.
Had.
Out with the old, in with the new.
I just find it amazing that you've created a dish from your imagination, which is great. You've completely invented this broccoli souffle. But if you're using your imagination, why are you putting broccoli in it?
Because I like... healthy food mixed with, so my favourite thing is like loads of veg but mixed with like cheese and cream, vegan cheese and cream, you could do that.
Yes.
And like olives, so you think, oh, I'm getting my five a day but I'm having fun in the meantime.
Okay.
That's
my dream.
You cooked me a vegan pizza once.
I thought
once,
this
remember?
Might I didn't think this
it was
might.
A deconstructed vegan pizza, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I made up my own rule. I did think this would come up, but can I just say that I then went on, I didn't stop there. A lot of people, they would have stopped.
For the listener, Lou is laughing because the vegan pizza was shit.
It was bad.
No, but it was really bad. Okay.
It was like
I quite liked the taste of it, like separately, all the bits separately.
Mm, the topping was nice.
Yeah, the topping was
nice. The topping was nice, but the topping was just stuff, wasn't it? Like,
excuse me.
The base was like corner shop. Sponge cake.
Look, I'm a victim of my own ambition because I tried to make the base as well, okay?
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, then I made pizza again for Jenny Bede. She's not called Jen.
She doesn't like being called Jen.
Big shout out to Jenny Bede, of course. Very good friends with Amy Hocker.
Yeah.
Anyway, I made her, she said it was the best vegan pizza she's ever had.
And she's famously never had a vegan pizza,
right?
She has.
I mean,
Jenny
because
Bede isn't going around eating vegan pizza all the time.
I've got a picture of her enjoying it. I was going to send it to you and I forgot. You asked Jenny Bede off the record. She'll tell you she had a wonderful time with that pizza.
What was on it?
Similar stuff, but I just made it better.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I believe you.
So we're going broccoli souffle.
And
for
what's
starter.
In the broccoli souffle? It's got
broccoli, with some vegan stuff that makes a souffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I imagine some seasoning.
So some cheese, kind of.
I think. Yeah. I hate to be the boring food one on this. I think you could almost replace egg white with aquafaba, couldn't you? In vegan cooking.
Isn't that? That's true. The chickpea stuff.
The chickpea water.
Oh, I thought it was...
Why are you slapping your cheeks?
I thought it was... I've forgotten the word. Aftershave.
Aftershave. No, I wasn't suggesting switching egg white for aftershave in a broccoli souffle.
That's what I paid for pizza.
I had a cake made with aquafaba.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. It was nice. I really enjoyed it. I got to go on the vegan episode of Extra Slice. No big deal.
Oh, and, big deal. And
tried a lot of vegan cakes. They were delicious.
Big deal.
Yeah, they were really nice.
There's loads of vegan ice cream, so I'm so excited about them. And I made a shop the other day, and I got...
Well done.
Thank you.
That's impressive. In a train station, wasn't it? Selling yourself the wrong sandwich, isn't that?
I got all the different types, and I'm happy to report that vegan Cornetto is the best ice cream, the chocolate, mint chocolate one.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the truth.
I like the Ben & Jerry's peanut butter cookie one.
That's also good.
It all sounds good.
And the Bouget one. Steve Bouget.
Steve Bouget ice cream is very good as well.
Steve Bouget, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Main course,
Lou.
Now, have you heard of Thai food?
You know what? I think I have.
Where's it come from?
Thailand.
Thank you.
Thailand.
Yeah.
You say Thailand.
I didn't say Thailand. Like Thailand.
Yeah.
Thailand.
It's Thailand.
Yeah, I said Thailand.
Thailand doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right, does it? Thailand.
Thailand.
Oh, I don't
Thailand is the end.
I've just thought.
I just had my kitchen Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand sounds like a Thai shop.
Yeah.
Well, forget that.
Oh, what? The introduction was: have you heard of Thai food? Where does it come from? Thailand.
Forget that.
Yeah.
Sunday roast.
So pretend Thailand never existed.
Okay, it's the toss up between Thai food, and that will be red green curry, obviously. Brown rice, obviously, because white rice is the devil's work, and the sooner everyone realises that, the better.
Why is white rice the devil's work?
Oh, I heard these lush, like, they were real, so they spoke like, oh yeah, like geezers.
Is this the rice you're talking about, or, no, or a person?
Men, two men, a young men, talking about, but they were talking like, yeah, fucking, you know, you think, oh, then maybe they were a bit edgy or dangerous, and they were talking about nutrition, and how about white rice is really bad for you. Yeah. And I absolutely loved it. I sat behind them on the train. I thought, you good boys.
Well, I prefer brown rice anyway, and the taste of it's nicer. Mm.
Tastes nicer.
Mm. I've just been in Japan and ate a lot of white rice, and I didn't have a proper shit for 2.5 weeks.
Ah.
It's like cement. It's tummy cement.
It's not good for you. And why I would think that the Japanese would be leading on this.
They're very.
Go on.
But Japanese food is there's a lot of sushi and there's a lot of rice. I don't think that's unfair to say that.
I don't think that's unfair. But we're to forget that. You're not talking about Thai food.
Forget it, because I've changed my mind.
So you were going to have red Thai curry is what you were going to have.
I don't think that's, you decided no. It doesn't scream special occasion, does it?
No, it doesn't. It very much doesn't.
But it doesn't need to scream. You just...
No, it just needs to be whatever you want, but like...
Other ideas are a roast, vegan roast, with all the trimmings.
Yeah.
Well, a vegan roast is just trimmings, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, but that's the thing I
like
the most.
You just want every single trimming.
You would like some trimmings.
I think I think the trimmings is what I like the most.
Mm.
Oh, I should realise that. Wow, what day for me. Big day for me.
There wouldn't be a central, like, a nut roast or some sort of...
I think the Yorkshire puddings are the central event, and I don't know why no one's talking about it.
I think everyone's talking about Yorkshire puddings. People like Yorkshire puddings, but no one would say they're the main thing.
And that's where they're wrong.
Mm.
Why are they wrong?
Because that's the yummiest
bit. You've got to make your case for this.
That's the yummiest bit. What are you eating first when you eat your roast? Yorkshire puddings every damn day.
No, I've got to save them. So, like, you don't want to just, like, because they are delicious.
Save them because they're the best bits.
I don't like Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, everyone.
Are you mad?
No, I'm perfectly sane. I just don't enjoy Yorkshire pudding.
Also, can I just say, if you are mad or have got mental health issues, then...
This is coming out.
It's not that sort of podcast, Lou.
Everything is these days. We have us awoke. I like bits of stuff, so I don't want to be weighed down by one meal.
Uh-huh.
So I want a tapas, but I want the tapas to be of my choosing.
Mm.
Global tapas, baby. Global. Okay.
So your main course is foods from all over the world.
Global tapas.
Right, so you want tapas, but like from everywhere.
Yeah. You've got to stop saying global tapas.
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
No, especially now you told her not to.
So hang on, we've gone from Thai food to vegan roast to global tapas.
But what of the first two got in common? They can sit in the global tapas.
So two of the little dishes in your global tapas are the red Thai curry and the vegan roast.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could put the red Thai curry in a Yorkshire pudding. How about that?
No, thank you.
No,
why not?
Mix.
That sounds nice.
I won't mix the tapas.
There's a pub near my dad's that does the pub meals are all. You just get a giant Yorkshire pudding and they fill it full of stuff.
See if you know your dad. Shut up.
You could get curry in that. You could get chicken tikka.
Where's this place?
In the New Forest.
That's lovely, actually.
You get a giant Yorkshire pudding. And they do one with chili con carne, and they do one with
that's the New Forest,
Hampshire.
I would like to go to this place. What's it called?
It's called the Trusty Servant.
The Trusty Servant?
Yeah.
Road
trip to the Trusty Servant.
Sure, absolutely. It's a
really
good pub.
Big insight into Ed's family there. I eat at the Trusty Servant.
Oh, yes, I get the subtext there.
Give us an example. If we give you five little dishes that you can have from across the globe for your main course, that will allow that.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
No, you need to pick them.
We're not going to read out a load of different things from all over the world and you choose five of them. This is your choice.
We'll read out every dish in the world.
Okay, go.
We'll start with A.
Also, your face was so serious when you said, okay, go. You're really composing yourself. And you're like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this.
I didn't want to
hear the menu.
I didn't want to fuck you up. I was really ready. Okay. Okay, so you've got your Thai dish. Yeah.
Oh, so that's on the so, that's on the
top. The red, yeah. red Thai curry.
With the brown rice. It's all in
with
one
little dish. It's in one little dish. Okay, we'll let you have that.
I might start with that. And then you've got your roast with the trimmings.
Mm-hmm. But hold on. So what's that? It's a little dish.
It's a little dish. It's got...
So what's your roast with the trimmings in that little dish?
It's Yorkshire pudding.
But it's as big as one Yorkshire pudding, this dish.
Vegan Yorkshire pudding.
Okay, and it's got stuff inside it.
So what's inside the Yorkshire pudding?
How do you make vegan Yorkshire pudding?
Oh, they've done it before. They'll do it again.
Okay.
stuffing. Stuffing.
Yeah.
Inside the Yorkshire pudding.
Don't check your phone while I'm going in a dream dinner.
My sister texts me about a flapjack. Carry on.
You're always on, James.
Yeah.
Broccoli. It's made an appearance again and I can't help that.
Okay.
But it is good for you.
Broccoli in a roast.
Or maybe spinach. Or
spinach in a roast.
Well, throw up some other ideas then. Oh. I'm parsnips. On the spot here.
Roast parsnips.
Roast potatoes.
Carrots. Oh,
potatoes. Roast potato little ones and some mash and then some gravy and then we're done.
Okay, so two types of potato and a Yorkshire pudding.
Stuffing and gravy.
Okay, yeah.
So stuffing, mashed potato, roast potato in a Yorkshire pudding covered in gravy.
Yeah.
And that's on your global tapas menu.
No, this is two. I've got three more.
Yeah, but that's on your global tapas menu.
We're just checking that one of them is just a little dish of carbs.
Yeah.
A really weird dish of carbs.
What a good representative of Britain on the global tapas scene.
That sounds fucking lovely, actually.
Okay, yeah.
When I was younger, I mean, I did not have much taste, but I used to have smash, you know, smash the instant.
The powdered mashed potato. Yeah.
With gravy. But I mean, you know, I was very poor and I was also mad.
Hello, it's James and Ed here. We're just briefly interrupting ourselves and Lou to let you know about Lou's fantastic show that she's doing. Very bad at promoting herself. She really should have done it on the podcast, but it's up to us to interrupt ourselves to come and tell you about her show, Shame Pig.
Shame Pig at the Soho Theatre, February 25th to the 28th. And she's on a tour, right?
She's doing a tour, starts on Feb 24th. London dates 25th to 28th, Soho Theatre. Nationwide tour starts on Feb 24th. It's a brilliant show. I have seen it three times.
Whoa!
And it was fantastic each time.
Back to the podcast.
Number three.
That's
two,
yeah.
I don't want to mess this up. I'm really thinking hard here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Once I had cauliflower, which I hate, by the way. I think
absolutely.
I think cauliflower's got any nutritional value because it's white and I don't trust really foods that are white. Uh-huh. Anyway, but it was...
nothing to base that on, yeah.
You know in that place in Edinburgh that I saw you in once, it's vegan...
What's it called?
Paradise.
Paradise Palms.
Yeah.
Lucky Pig is the name of the pop-up, yeah.
Because the pig gets away, of course, very clever. Mm. So they had this cauliflower that was in a batter with a sauce.
It was buffalo cauliflower.
Now that could be one of my dishes.
Could be.
Mm. Oh, for the sake of all of us, just make it a dish.
That's
really,
a dish. Because I was just thinking in the interest of time that will be. Yeah. So, and then another couple of things that I decide on the day.
This is the day?
This is the day. That's why we're here.
Cheese, spinach and mushrooms all put together with cream.
Where's that from in the globe?
My kitchen.
That's from your kitchen.
Your kitchen.
That gets a shout out.
That's
its
own republic now, isn't it?
Yeah. The global landmark of Lou's kitchen.
We've still got Mexico.
Principality.
We've still got Mexico to go. That's the only country left, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you've missed out Mexico with all the that whirlwind tour of the globe. Somehow missed Mexico. Thailand to Britain, where you live, to your own kitchen.
Hang on.
But we've missed Mexico.
Scotland, we've got Scotland.
Oh, yeah, there's that chicken. There was that cauliflower that you had in Scotland.
Mm, and then fake fish tacos. And then it's good night. It's good night for me.
Where are the fake fish tacos from? They sound nice.
Mexico.
Mexican fake
fish. But not fish tacos. Have you had them? Have you eaten them anywhere specific?
Yeah, in LA.
In LA, right? Okay.
Okay.
Do you remember the name of the restaurant? Do you remember what you were feeling like when you ate them?
Yeah.
So confrontational.
No, it wasn't actually. It was a festival in England, I remember. But then,
English
again.
Yeah.
But via Mexico, okay. The man was probably holidayed in Mexico a little bit. So
yeah, you think he went to Mexico a couple of times.
So let's just... James, can you remember the global tapas?
The global tapas?
Yeah. We've got red curry.
The red Thai curry with brown rice. Mm-hmm. Then you have a...
Yorkshire pudding.
A Yorkshire pudding with mashed potato, roast potatoes, some stuffing and some gravy on it. Then you've got... I believe it was broccoli, carrots, and cheese in a dish.
No.
Spinach, mushrooms, cheese, and cream, but they're all vegan.
Spinach, mushroom, cheese, and cream all mixed together in a dish.
From your kitchen.
NW5.
The buffalo cauliflower from the Lucky Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fake fish tacos that you had at a festival once. Now you've really made a bit of a mess for yourself, yeah. Because you've also got to choose a side dish to go with all those tapas.
Yes, yeah, spinach. Yeah. Spinach and garlic. Spinach
is to go on, to go on the side of the spinach, mushrooms and cheese.
Oh, yeah. So two spinach dishes now.
Truffle chips with parmesan shavings on.
To go with the roast potatoes and mashed potatoes.
Oh, no, too many.
Three types of potato now.
Okay, then...
the only one not in a Yorkshire pudding, to be fair.
And then, what other vegetables are there? I do need some veg. Oh!
Do you need some veg?
The orca, is that good for you?
A whale?
A whale? It's not vegan.
Okra.
Okay, yeah.
You've got to be very careful when you're ordering from a chain.
Yeah, don't order an orca.
No,
okra, yeah.
Oh, okra, yeah, okra's good. That'll do.
Ladies' fingers, they call that.
Ladies' fingers. But how do you want them?
Well, however they come, the most nicest, please. Delicious.
I like them crispy.
Yeah. Crispy, do you want them crispy?
Lou just stuck her entire tongue out and I went like
she's a yes, she does want little crispy doggy.
What drink are you having before this?
Now once I got really high on Japanese tea and it was really good quality because my friend's like a tea dealer and it was amazing.
You sure that was tea?
No, I had some mushrooms.
So you also
she had some mushrooms as well. Yeah.
But I was
she didn't really get high on Japanese tea.
It wasn't the tea that, Lou.
I got high on the tea before the mushrooms and then we topped it off with the mushrooms.
Doesn't actually sound right, does it?
I did. Because you can, on really good tea, get a bit of a buzz from it.
Yeah,
like that.
Especially if you have it just before you have magic mushrooms.
It's very high in caffeine, I think.
Is it?
Japanese. Yeah. Is it like the thick stuff in a bowl?
I don't know, but they do all the ceremony, the ritual.
Yeah,
I love all that stuff.
It's super high in caffeine, I think.
Oh, it was great. I had a lovely time.
Did you want that?
Yeah.
For your drink?
What flavour is it?
Mushrooms.
With like magic mushroom tea. with like a hallucinogenic.
No, I don't do that stuff anymore. So just normal Japanese tea, the nicest one they've got. Maybe
just
like,
the nicest
like
one.
Like a green tea, like a mantra.
No specific flavour.
It could be lavender and rose, could be sencha, I don't know.
Could be anything you want.
Something exotic, for the love of God. Okay?
Lilt?
Yeah.
I don't know how, Lou, in a restaurant where you can order anything you want, you're still a nightmare orderer.
Yeah. How are you still letting the chef choose?
Maybe that's your projections, yeah? Maybe that's your judgments, yeah? Because I think I've been absolutely lovely.
Because you're
guest.
Very specific when you're ordering stuff in actual restaurants.
Yeah,
and as soon as you arrive where you can have anything you want,
yeah,
you're going, I don't know what flavour the tea is.
Yeah, because you can have anything you want. So I'd expect this stupid little genie to be saying to me, how about orange blossom or something, you know? Something I hadn't thought about before in my limited brain.
We're just letting you choose.
Well,
whatever you
lavender and rose, then, please.
Lavender and rose. What a lovely choice.
Actually, orange blossom.
Was that an impression of a little monkey?
Yeah, what was that? What was that?
Oh,
Yeah, like Disturbed.
Actually, orange.
The lead singer of Disturbed.
I'll have orange blossom, please.
Orange blossom. Okay, we're getting to the dessert now. But, you know.
Now, this is very...
I imagine this will be straightforward.
No, it's very straightforward, very clear cut. Okay.
Yes.
It's a vegan cornetto.
I knew it was going to be that. Before you said it, I was like... Because you mentioned it. It's straightforward and stuff, but you went and just revealed it earlier on in the show.
I teased it. I teased it.
You talked about the whole thing.
Yeah. I love that. Or a chocolate brownie with ice cream.
Of course, the multiple options every course.
Well, you didn't seem happy with my first answer.
I'm very happy with vegan cornetto. I think that's a lovely...
Yes, you did ask.
Sometimes you don't want a fancy pudding, do you? You just want to be able to go to the freezer and grab a lovely ice cream.
Yeah,
grab a
vegan pop me on the sofa.
How do you
let me watch
eat
a film.
It?
Have you got one? I eat the top first, and then I just work my way. I'm quite sort of regular
do
with
you
that.
Bite into it, or do you lick it?
It depends how much I want the ice cream. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll do a few licks and then chomping bits off when I'm like...
I'd always bite a cornetto, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of square at the top. It doesn't feel like you can sort of lick it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's got the lovely chocolate chunky bits, so you can bite them off.
Favourite.
That is really great.
Used to do soft serve cornettos at Wixted Park when I worked there when I was 15, I guess. And yeah, we just got the soft serve cornettos in, which were very short lived. Mm. And we'd have to load up a capsule into the machine and do the soft serve. And there was loads of different flavours. And because it wasn't very busy, because it was the autumn, I was just eating them all the time.
Yeah.
Of course I was.
Of course she was.
Just putting them into a bowl.
Did you have like the cones with a bit of chocolate at the bottom of them?
No, it was just normal cones.
Oh, right.
Bit of a shame. But mix it with anything we wanted.
Like what?
Well, there was, we had Carte d'Or ice cream as well.
So you were cutting Carte d'Or into cornetto?
Yeah, yeah. Having them both together. I'll get the stracciatella, what is it?
I don't know.
Stracciatella? Stracciatella?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that's like, it's like...
Trying to say Thailand again.
It's a white ice cream, so Lou wouldn't like it. White, but with like...
Chocolate in, yeah,
so it's like white chocolate ice cream with dark chocolate cut into it. I get a scoop of that and then smother it with some soft serve cornetto.
He's always been an innovator, this guy.
Yeah, and they'll be eating them together. And then Sanj or Chetan would keep a lookout for if the bosses were coming.
Lou, can you remember what you ordered? This is always a good test.
Yeah.
Take us through what you've ordered.
Okay,
we'll just double check the order.
Broccoli souffle, still water with lots of lemons, no ice. Well, a bit of ice, but not too much. Broccoli souffle, then you're onto the global tapas.
Yeah.
You got your Yorkshire pudding stuff in, you got your Thai, you got your cauliflower thing, you got your.
I'm just going to transport you to where in the world the tapas comes from.
Yeah.
Fish taco, thank you.
Your flat, did we do that one? The one in...
No, she hasn't done the one in her flat.
Spinach, mushroom, cheese.
And
cream all mixed together. I remember them all because I'm so goddamn hungry for
you've
that.
You've done it.
Gorgeous.
What are you having on the side?
Okra.
Yeah. And what are you drinking?
Japanese tea, orange blossom.
And pudding is?
Cornetto.
Vegan cornetto.
Chip.
Now, normally, so our producer, the great Benito, will write down what everyone's having as he goes along so we can remember it and read it out at the end. I've never seen a more complicated...
Yeah, loads of bits scribbled out because you said stuff and then changed your mind.
It looks like a plan to rob a bank.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say it's the most interesting menu we've had.
Mm.
Yeah, oh.
People think they have to put up with what's there.
Mm.
People think, oh, this is what... Oh, I'm only as good... as, you know, a cheese toastie.
Sure.
You're not. Ask for a global tapas, baby.
Yeah, I mean, what you've got to remember is, Lou, is that in this restaurant, on this show, it's not like there's anything there that you get to choose whatever you like anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
if you can't dream big here, where are you going to dream big, baby?
Yeah, yeah.
But I just find it really interesting that the only time you can pick whatever you like, you offered us quite a lot of choices.
Yeah, you didn't know what to pick.
It's arrogant to think that I know everything from the global buffet. You know, yes, I've travelled. Yeah. Of course. Look at me.
Yeah.
But I don't know everything.
Think about the moulet again.
You know, yes, I've been to Val d'Isère. How many times? Three. So I thought you might know more than me, but it turns out you didn't. So
about what you like to eat?
Yeah.
No. We don't know as much as you, but you know, that was fun.
I'm very happy with that. I'd quite like to try spinach, mushrooms, and cheese and cream all mixed together.
Next time you come round,
sure,
you got it.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
I'd try that. You made me want some buffalo cauliflower now.
I'm really hungry, actually. I thought there might be snacks.
That's what this podcast does.
Yeah, yeah. There should be snacks here, shouldn't there? Because we're talking about food, but.
We've not provided anything.
Do you want a biscuit?
No.
Got some biscuits?
Do you want a biscuit? Last time I was here, you did provide loads of chocolate. It was absolutely lovely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were eating that chocolate. Yeah, we've sort of chocolate here. Got a Tokyo banana cake.
I think I'll
just... Ed went to Japan and he brought back some Tokyo bananas for me. I've been really enjoying them.
Just normal bananas, but from Tokyo?
No. They're like little spongy cakes. Like a nice banana cream.
Do you like bananas?
Yeah, I love bananas. Favourite fruit.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did have a banana in Tokyo from a department store that was individually wrapped in a cellophane wrapping. Because, you know, they love a bit of fruit there as gifts.
Wow.
Nice. About £3.
That's lovely.
It was really nice. I ate it in a park.
Yeah.
Did you show up?
Okay, thanks very much, Lou.
Thanks for coming, Lou. A pleasure to serve you your food. None of which was from a specific place, and all of which... You made up on the spot.
Thank you very much for having me. I've had a wonderful time.
First time anyone's actually just got up.
She's actually leaving. She's genuinely leaving.
Normally we stop recording and then we say thank you very much and then they go.
Bye. Are you still recording? Yeah.
Well, that was Lou with her interesting meal, James.
What a mess.
I think that is the only way to describe it. I think a lot of potato in there. Too much potato, I would say.
Most amount of potato that's ever been inside one Yorkshire pudding.
And quite a sloppy meal. I didn't notice it at the time, but now I'm thinking about it. Quite a sloppy meal.
Yeah.
We've got gravy slop.
Yeah.
Creamy spinach slop.
Yeah.
Various other slops.
Gravy, spinach. It was all... And also, like... They weren't from any specific places. It was just stuff off the top of her head that she'd like to eat.
Yeah. Claimed
there wasn't
she was,
any meals that had been her best meal she'd ever had.
Claimed she was prepared for the podcast.
Yeah.
But wasn't, obviously.
Absolutely was not.
Which is a shock because she's got her own very funny podcast, which a lot of work goes into.
Why is your bottom so dirty?
It's called Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? We've both guested on it, I believe.
Well, have we?
Well, okay, you play a character on it. So it's a podcast with Luke McQueen, where Luke plays a doctor. Listen to it. It's very difficult to describe, but it's very funny. If you like Lou's vibe on this, listen to the podcast. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you could subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts, if you give it a good review, 5 stars, please.
5 stars, obviously. Come on, don't be horrible.
Tell your friends.
Tell all
of
your
that
friends.
Sort of thing.
And then we'll be able to keep doing it, get more people on, talk about their meals that they like.
Why not follow us on social media? @OffMenuOfficial is the name of the Twitter account. Follow us on there. You'll find out loads of great stuff about upcoming guests, secret treats, extra courses.
Yeah, we're just going to keep doing our thing and you just keep listening.
That's how I want to end every week.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.